The more you grow, the better you become at recognizing things that are not suitable for you. You end up learning a lot more about human behavior as compared to when you were a child. As a child, I always had this urge to correct people, to explain people why they were wrong and I was right. If I caught someone saying some stuff behind my back, I would again and again find a way to catch them, argue with them, or get hurt. If I would find someone acting too smart, I would point it out. I would catch people taking advantage of me and absolutely lose it in anger and annoyance. You know how it is when we are all kids. I follow a different route now. And to be honest, I don't think I'm very old as well. I think I'm still a kid. I'm like in the middle because I am in my 20s, so I'm not very old and I'm not very young. But yes, this concept always helps. And I call this concept the lollipop concept. Now, as I always say, whatever I share in this podcast is not the only source of truth. I speak from my own limited bubble of experience, so you are advised to listen to what I have to say with an open mind and only pick what you feel is compatible with your situation and priorities. With that being said, I'll be discussing about some common myths and misconceptions about life post-college. How I reduce stress in my own personal life, how do I motivate myself to do things when I'm lazy, and some important realizations of mine regarding materialism, expenses, and growth, and much, much more. So, without wasting any further time, let's get started. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to Episode 16, Season 2 of Take It Easy. Growing up around 5 to 6 years ago, I'm not sure, but approximately 5 to 6 years ago, I used to hear people saying stuff like, and even seniors saying stuff like, oh, this is the best time of your life. Life only gets difficult and difficult with time. And you would find a lot of people saying the stuff like that as well. And that's literally the worst thing to say to a growing up child. Because as a child, I used to look around and see my current situation and wonder, wait, this is the best? Like, are you serious? It's gonna get more stressful when I grow up? When you say such stuff to a growing up child, you take away the excitement a person would have for the future. You might have also heard a few parents say stuff like, oh, never marry. Marriage is very difficult. Life is very stressful, which is not necessarily true. To be honest, my life has only improved with time. It is very difficult. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, I cry from time to time. You know, I feel low, I feel pain, and things happen, right? But looking back, I know that life is in the right direction. And this has been possible only because I never accepted such stressful advice from any of these people. See, life will anyway become difficult for anyone who is not growing or building his or her awareness. If it's not becoming easier with time, then you're probably heading into the opposite direction. And it's high time that you include some changes in your lifestyle and priorities. Look at all the big, big celebrities and millionaires in the world. They're getting smarter, healthier, and vibrant year by year. They are aging so well. So never believe when someone say, oh, your life is so easy right now, it only gets tougher. You know, live your life because it's going to be super difficult when you grow up. No, absolutely reject all these limiting beliefs. My life is far away from being easy or perfect, but it is so, so far ahead from where me and my family started 8 or 9 years ago. And this is just the start. I would also recommend you to have the same growth-oriented mindset. Believe that life is going to only get better and better. Of course, nothing improves unless you pay the price for it, but it begins with us believing that we are ready to work and bring productive, positive changes. If you were born in a tough environment with less resources and wisdom, then don't expect that same environment to teach you all the important stuff. We are living in an age of internet and information, right? Everything is accessible to us. It's all about us going onto our internet, or going to the YouTube and searching for what we want to learn. See, if our surroundings, if everyone in our surroundings knew the right information and knowledge, they would have applied it and made your environment better. If they didn't teach you the good stuff, it's probably because they also don't know it. That leaves you to discover and learn on your own. So don't sit idle waiting for your surroundings to tell you what's right. Don't blame your surroundings because nothing is going to happen from that. If they knew what was right, they would have done it and you wouldn't have to struggle in the first place itself. Now, when such people come to you, you will feel the urge to correct them or ask them to be positive. I mean, these people will become even more defensive when you tell them that, no, dude, life is actually not that difficult. But they will try to make sure that they scare you. They won't agree with you, but argue and argue to remind you about all sorts of limitations that they can imagine. Now, you can either spend time teaching everyone you meet, or you can do one very simple thing. Accept that you don't know everything. Understand that life is not a science, okay, where you can predict results by putting in some specific steps and ingredients. And nod and listen to their model of reality, but not limit your own imagination. You can listen to what they have to say, but not necessarily allow those limitations to influence your imagination. Some people just want to make you listen. And just listening to them will help you get out of that place easily without issues. I have seen a lot of people give little kids a lollipop when they behave problematically because they get busy. We've discussed about all of us being like kids, right, in our previous episodes. It's just about our toys have grown up. You know, earlier we might be hanging around with crayons and notebooks. Now we want cars and houses, whatever. But in the end, all of us actually behave like kids. For grown-ups too, I try to recognize what kind of lollipop would this person like. Okay, now it sounds very weird, but just listen to me once. For example, if this specific person is not willing to listen, I would just listen and nod and smile and give him the lollipop he's asking for. If a person keeps on boasting about his work or something that he's doing or some place that he went, even though their work is average, even though I know everything that they're telling me, I just appreciate their intention, but don't really break their bubble because there's no incentive for me, right? This usually happens in parties and places where you're hanging around with people you actually do not know. So when you try to break someone's bubble, it eventually ends up in a very negative way. So it's always better to give the lollipop they are seeking. It may sound very selfish or fake, but to be honest, it is not our responsibility to build everyone's awareness. Very few people are open to listen, and you should teach people who are willing to learn. Most people are not willing to learn, but nature does a very good job at teaching people. Nature automatically teaches everyone in the longer run. Sometimes I come across people who would plan and strategize and scheme to maybe earn a little extra commission from me or make me pay more in a specific transaction. Even though I know what's happening, I can totally see through them. It is better to just let them feel that they are smarter than you in that specific point of time and recognize who's your friend and who isn't. See, everyone who's trying to get more money from you, everyone who you think is behaving in a selfish manner is coming from their own personal reality. Okay, they have their own priorities, they have their own goals and ambitions, and it is very much probable that you are coming in their way. So when someone is trying to take advantage of you, it is not because that person has something against you. You're just in the middle of their way. So you don't have to take everything so personally. But yes, even though I can totally see through all of the stuff that people do, and you happen to see this at parties and clubs and meetings and social gatherings and get-togethers, some people just want to show that they're smarter than you. So rather than spending your energy correcting them, let them think they are cooler. And this is for cases when you don't have a reason to be the alpha. If your income or career or growth or respect is on the line, then definitely strike back. Don't let random people push you down. But you have to strike back only in situations where a response is truly needed. In many cases, people who annoy you don't deserve a strong response. Their behavior anyway is coming from a place of seeking validation. letting them think that they are cooler or smarter is the lollipop you give to them, and let them be busy with it. When you give someone the lollipop they seek, they get busy and they don't disturb you anymore. They don't come in your way, and you can finally focus on things that help you grow in reality. However, you have to make sure that people don't push you around for fun and get away with whatever they want to do. I have heard celebrities also talk about this. When we actually behave real, you know, like real, that is not always take ourselves too seriously, and also behave like a normal human being in front of others, you know, admitting your own flaws and everything, not dominating or putting up a front, a lot of other people start to take us lightly. But that is a separate topic. I don't want to cover this right now. But there's one thing that has genuinely helped me. I don't take myself very seriously in my personal life, like in my own head. But I do behave in a very formal way in front of others. Because if I don't, they either think that I'm not worth equal respect, or they just don't think I'm good enough. So yeah, that was there. Starting a new topic, I noticed something very interesting in some recent times. If you ever visit a mall, and please take proper precautions and safety measures if you ever do, start to observe everything that's being sold, and being sold well. You would realize that almost all successful businesses are thriving because of our temptation to seek validation, our insecurities, our attempt to hide our own flaws and complexes. These brands know our desire to look better. These brands know our desire to dominate and win and show that we are better, so that people like us more. Businesses want us to believe that we need their products. Now, this doesn't apply to all brands and companies. I'm just going into one aspect of many, many aspects of marketing and commercialism. This is one of them. Businesses want us to believe that by paying them thousands and thousands of rupees, we are improving our lives. This is not always a bad thing, because if people realize that they need very less, a lot of businesses would fail, and that would hamper the economy, which would eventually hamper people. So it's a circle. But it's important to be aware and not fall too deep. Spend according to your earnings and requirements, but don't limit your experiences just to save money. Money, as we've discussed in our previous episodes, is the most common tangible form of value. When you buy that expensive gadget, when you buy that fancy jacket, you feel good, right? And you feel confident. That confidence, that temporary phase of you being at a higher energy level, that is also very valuable. Because when you feel good, when you have more energy, you have more chances of performing better. And you know, you have more chances of increasing your output and raising your income. But yes, very few people recognize these little things. It's perfectly okay to spend, but just know that you are not your possessions. I consciously detach myself with everything I buy, because I know that I can lose them anytime. I know they can get out of fashion anytime. And because I do not control these trends, I do not control the latest fashion, the latest gimmick, I cannot let them decide if I'm happy or not. There will always be a better gadget. There will always be newer clothes. And if you get too busy spending, you would not have enough time for earning. Wow, I talk like as if I've made some millions or something. I haven't. I have just seen a lot of stories up close, dude, happening around me growing up. I have seen varieties of people up close, like super close. That's why I'm able to discuss these things in detail, hoping that it will help me and make you just open to discussion, and so that all of us make less mistakes on our way to financial freedom. Because if all of us learn and grow together, we would eventually build a better world to live in. And that is the goal, right? All of us need to grow as individuals and eventually improve the world as a whole. So yeah, I've been working out. I've been getting remarks saying that, oh, wow, did you work out? Are you doing something? From 4 to 5 years back, I have seen an amazing change in how people treat me. People treat me with much more respect, and I'm getting better and better at living life that I want to live. It has to do with some changes in my personality, both on a psychological level and physical level. Now, this is what I think. the more you learn and experience, the better you get at living life. Your approach changes, your tone changes, you feel more confident about handling things. The look in your eyes change, and you will find people come to you and say, oh, you've changed. Or maybe, oh, you look so young. Or, oh, you look so mature now. It's less to do with the physical features of your face. When a person learns, grows, experiences, there is almost this invisible layer of wisdom that reflects in your body language. It also affects on your face, actually. And it affects your tonality. And it's super, super obvious to detect its presence. You can keep two people next to each other. One who hasn't been out of his comfort zone. And other who has seen a lot. And you would instantly recognize a huge difference in the look of their eyes and body language and tonality and so forth. I don't know what to call it. There must be a name for this, but I'm not aware of it yet because this is something that I'm explaining from my own experiences. But yeah, I think that's one of the most attractive traits that you can have. So whenever I face something really tough, I just feel proud about the glow that I'm gonna get once I'm done with this. And you should try the same. You know, you can't get this glow anywhere else. This glow only comes after you have risen. And you've risen victorious from your personal battles. And no cream can substitute those hard knocks. That's because to overcome really ugly situations, you just have to keep going. And that requires strength on the inside. And you actually go through massive changes on the inside because that inside strength becomes necessary to go on. There is no other way but to become stronger. And I've seen this happen in my body. I don't know if it's the same with others. Actually, whatever I speak here isn't me reporting facts. But I have seen physical changes in my body ever since I developed more strength mentally and emotionally. Sure, there's outside stuff too, but you have to be strong on the inside first before you build external muscle. You will come across people who become too rude and tough at times. If you ask them what's with the rudeness, they will say that this is how life is. And I see this pattern with people who have seen difficult times growing up, who have seen difficult things that really stress them out. My target is to make sure that I don't become too rude or too tough to others at any point in my life, irregardless of what I see. I want to be tough on the inside, but I do not want to unnecessarily be tough on everyone I meet. And I think that can happen only if I gracefully play the cards that I've been dealt with. And no matter how tough it gets, always maintain that poise, you know, that calmness. I don't know if it is possible or not, but at least it's worth a shot now that we've been talking about it. And now that I've written this down, you know, I just feel that I will explore more ways to go into this direction. Of course, there are days when I listen to my own episodes because when I record these episodes, I make them from these notes that I make. I don't record these without preparation. Like each episode is made up of notes that take weeks and weeks to write down. Because I am not always motivated, I keep these with me. I keep these notes with me because whenever I get a strong realization, just maybe I would have seen a specific movie or I would have experienced a specific thing. I just get this realization, like this quick stream of thought. And I quickly jot it down, and I would recommend you guys to do the same. Whenever you get that stream of thought, write it down. Don't let it escape because these thoughts are very valuable. These positive realizations are very, very valuable because they come from yourself. They're not being circulated on the outside. They're coming from the inside and they are super valuable to you as an individual. So yes, when I get them, I jot it down. But then there are days when I am feeling very low. And I don't know who to ask these questions. So these episodes behave like a guide to me. And the guides work very well for me because I am the one who's been writing them for so long. So I know they help me a lot and that is why I keep them for anyone else who might need them. But yes, everyone has their own specific set of expectations, priorities, realities. But yeah, we can always share with each other, right? Whatever that we learn, we have to share with each other because that is how all of us will grow together. Whenever I'm traveling or listening to music or going to malls, as I just mentioned, I just take a moment to realize that all of this actually came from some big rocks colliding with each other in space. I mean, that is what science tells us, right? No one really knows what happened, but from what we are estimating, it all came from big rocks colliding with each other in space. But everything around us is so perfectly designed, so perfectly calibrated, that it becomes very fascinating to know that it came from mere collisions. I don't think this can be just a random accident. Accidents can never create such powerful and well-designed outputs. Look at us. Look at the world. Look at the animals. Look at the internet and wireless technology. There is something so fascinating about us, and I'm always inspired by this mere fact. Something that we all know, but very few reflect on. Maybe all of us are actually very necessary. Maybe all of us here are, you know, working together. Maybe all of us have a reason to be here. Each one of us. Because why would nature create something without purpose? Nature is so wise. Nature is so intelligent that if nature has created us, there must be a purpose. Nature is an extremely intelligent energy, right? There's no doubt about it. No intelligent source of creation would spend time and energy unless there was a reason. And that is why I genuinely think that we all have a reason to be here. And that is why we all need to take care of our mental health and physical health and grow with time. So yes, I think zyada deep ho gaya. Keeping this short and simple, I would meet all of you super soon, you know, with another episode next month. Now, if you really felt like I'm making sense, it would mean the world to me if you could share this episode through a story on Instagram with your honest review and tag me on @anshmehra.png. It really helps me reach more people. Hope you have an amazing life ahead. This was Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to episode 16, season 2 of Take It Easy.